the rage and the storm. Unto the battlefield, for we shall never yield. For my loved ones we are torn. With gleaming swords and shining shields, our flags we proudly wield. Towards the field of death we ride. Our battle songs we loudly sing, a victory they will bring.
Welcome. Cindieri Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Wasn't here last week, as you guys know, so I'm here tonight. And Ken and I might do something different tonight and just do 2 hours. I don't know yet. We'll see how things go. I'm going to open up the phone lines very shortly, but I got a lot to get to. First thing, but there's just things going on in my personal life where maybe doing 2 hours instead of three late night on a Sunday might do me better. So I don't know what we're going to do yet, but we'll see how things go. You know, all the stuff I've been saying over these last months about just reading the tea leaves and feeling the mood on the street and just kind of gauging in my own, you know, geographic locale about how stunted and dumbed down our fellow Americans are, and how basically they've cut almost perfectly with precision people almost straight down the middle as far as preconceived notions, confirmation bias. I mean, this is in my own family, and it's like there's people that, you know, my own blood that I can't even get into conversations with about, you know, any of the goings on. And I'm reading about, you know, other people saying the same thing, and it's just the scientific tearing asunder of our country into this. You know, and look, we've been here before. We've had race riots, we've had civil war and things like this, but now this one's really insidious, just because, you know, the cell phones, the Facebook feeds, the naivety, the manipulative, you know, the easily how people are sucked down, you know, into these manipulated rat holes. And, you know, I'm reading various places where basically it's like, we're on the cusp of, you know, a major bloodbath. It's, people are going to get hurt, and a lot of people are going to get hurt. It's getting that silly. And, you know, this thing with Trump, regardless of whether he's real or not and all the rest of this, I mean, you know, Trump just did a big rally here in Missouri down in Springfield. And, you know, Josh Hawley is a gentleman. He's the attorney general of Missouri. He's running against Claire McCaskill, this female senator Democrat. And basically what it looks like is she's going to get swept out of office, I'm guessing. Okay. And she's, you know, pretty corrupt individual and gotten very wealthy since she, you know, she was already wealthy, but, you know, everybody in the Senate's wealthy. Okay. It's basically a millionaire's club, but she's got very wealthy, you know, since getting into the Senate. And her husband's involved in all kinds of things. And, you know, these husband and wife teams, really, these power couples, you know, Mitch McConnell and Elaine Chao and Tom Daschle. Remember Tom Daschle back from the 90s and his wife being a big lobbyist? And it's really crazy. You know, you get into Rod Rosenstein and his wife, this high-powered CIA, probably shadowy individual, you know, people. I've covered this stuff. So it, you know, this Rosenstein article by the New York Times, I'm sure you guys have heard RBN hosts talking about it probably ad nauseum and so forth. So there's all these theories about where this article, the information comes from, you know, the 25th Amendment, you know, coup in a hell, you know, the InfoWars people and everybody's been talking about 25th Amendment for a long, long time, that, you know, this information had been dropped for a long time. And so it looks as if now I've got a Sorcha Fall article up, but this is tapping into other Washington Post and Gateway Pundit and Common Dreams. You know, basically what it's saying is this might have been a, you know, Sean Hannity saying that this was put out basically by enemy forces in order to basically lure Trump into firing Rod Rosenstein. And then can you hear me, Ken? I thought I lost connection for a second, but basically to lure Trump into firing this deputy attorney general, this guy who's, you know, really deep into all of the scandals and so forth and so on, that basically if he gets fired, then they're going to crank up a bunch of synthetic AstroTurf, Antifa, domestic, you know, terrorists, and then talking about flooding the streets and then probably causing who knows what if Rosenstein's taken out. All right. So, you know, there's a lot out here. And so, and the whole thing with this judge, this Kavanaugh, I've seen all of this speculation on various theories about why is this a reverse psyop, that the deep state actually wants Kavanaugh in, but they're playing this kind of Shakespearean theatrics to make it seem like the slime of DC doesn't run him in, you know. To subject a guy like this, you know, and look, I have to put it out there. Kavanaugh went to Georgetown Prep. He is another creature coming out of the Jesuit circles, okay? Catholic guy. And so you know, the court's already Catholic heavy. Alito, Roberts, Thomas, Sotomayor, so forth and so on. And you know, you had Scalia, who was, you know, murdered in close proximity to Pope Francis when he was down there by the border. And Scalia's at this ranch, Cibolo Creek Ranch. And I went through all that ad nauseum, but Pope Francis says he's the devil compared to, you know, John Paul II, Carol Votia. Funny stuff. That's all been, you know, all over the place today. So to crucify this Kavanaugh guy, a guy with a wife and two daughters, and this female accuser, and there's all this stuff out here on her. I mean, a mountain of, you know, sundry reporting on her, and then her connection with Stanford and possible, you know, it's just, let's see here. In another article over here linking, you know, this Katz, this Deborah Katz, this Jewess, Blasey Ford's attorney, who says it really doesn't, you got to corroborate her story. She doesn't have to prove anything. So Katz, Marshall and Banks, whistleblower and employment law firm. Deborah Katz and Lisa Banks, representing Dr. Blasey Ford, you know, a psychologist at Stanford, and people are making connections with, you know, all the Stanford black ops, MK Ultra level stuff and whatever. Deborah Katz, a longtime top fundraiser for Hillary, and where she's aligned with the Democratic Socialists, you know, then it gets into General Dynamics, one of the Clinton's major pay-to-play donors to then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. So a lot of strange stuff here. The 2,000 complaint workers from General Dynamics are also being represented by Katz, Marshall, and Banks. So you got to tie in with this Deborah Katz. So I wonder if she's related to Rita Katz from Site Intelligence, or if they're cousins or something. I don't know, but the whole thing reeks, and we all know this. There's so much out here that we're going to go ahead and open the phone lines. Anybody wants to call in and talk about all this crazy stuff, 1-800-313-9443. But, you know, people are talking about blue wave, red wave, so forth and so on. And they're you know, down here in Springfield, they just had this massive rally where, so allegedly, the line's like a couple miles long. Thousands of people couldn't get in. So, and I'm all this stuff I'm seeing here about, you know, Mike Adams' emergency report from Natural News, signed executive orders revealed Trump is planning mass arrests, military tribunals, blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing of this on these Q drops, and we've been seeing this since the day Trump was inaugurated. Remember when Trump is up there speaking, and then this two columns of various military guys come walking up in a strange fashion, which I covered right after the inauguration on the show. But ever since, like right then, you know, it's been, you know, balls to the wall, basically. These Q drops and all this stuff that basically, you know, there's going to be mass arrests and blah, blah, blah. All these deep state swamp creatures are going to be arrested. And then, you know what I say? I'll believe it when I see it. And that's the way I'm sticking to it right now. It's just technology and the ability to manipulate the masses is so scientific now. I mean, I wouldn't even be surprised if they did some theatrics level arrests, and then these people go off into, you know, a tropical island and, you know, hang out for a while. Who, I mean, you just don't know with the tunnel systems, the underground bunkers, the places in the remote paradises where they could, you know, dispatch their buddies for a while, and we all think they're locked up. No, they're in Gitmo, and they're really, you know, partying with underage kids at a pizza party in a hot tub with succulent hot dogs and all the. I mean, I just don't know. I don't know what to believe anymore, and it's tough to you know. When you see the manipulation, when you see the media and the ability to just to push our fellow humans around on an intellectual and spiritual level to where it's like people are just mad suckers, and I just don't know. So. And there's a whole lot of weird things being put out here. The satanic explosion. And now, look, I don't get to pay attention to this, but this all ties together. This satanic explosion of media, like movies, TV, all this witchcraft stuff. You know, some of the researchers that I keep up on actually kind of document all this, where I'm just like, gosh, I can't expose myself to it all. I don't. Number one, I don't have the time. Number two, I don't have the patience to sit here and to watch, you know, shows and movies concocted to manipulate kids and weak-minded people into following along with this stuff. But allegedly, this stuff's just everywhere with these TV shows, Netflix. You know, I don't watch Netflix. I don't have it. I don't have time. I mean, I talk to people I work with. My gosh, they're caught up into these Netflix shows where it's like, do you get off work and then go home and you know, eat dinner or take a shower or whatever, and you just sit in front of the TV until it's time to go to bed and do the whole thing the next, you know what I mean? And you're watching like these long, drawn out series of shows that are, you know, it's fascinating the way some of these people that I run into, the way they talk about these various, you know, series and so forth. Some other really strange stuff is basically like there's a black market coming very quickly online for basically Terminator level kind of robots and drones. You know, you these movies like Lord of War, you know, from back 10 or whatever, how many years ago these were. Now you've got like this thing coming online to where these assassins and, you know, like John Perkins, Confessions of an Economic Hitman level guys and government people. But, you know, just even street criminals that are making good money selling drugs, they're going to be able to buy these machines and kill people for contract or kill their enemies. I mean, we're going to see gangs using robots on each other. It's going to be this ludicrous very shortly. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we are back. Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org, incendiaryradio.chatango.com, incendiarychat.chatango.com, incendiaryquencher.chatango.com. Call in number 1-800-313-9443. Feel free to call in and jump in. Let's take Randy in Texas. Oh, okay, Randy just dropped. No big deal. So, you know, you think about, you know, I've been watching some of these Project Veritas, James O'Keefe, who, you know, some people don't trust O'Keefe and they think he's somehow part of some sort of, you know, operation, you know, and he's Laura Loomer, this Jewish reporter who seems to be, you know, involved in a lot of stuff. Remember, she really, the Vegas Mandalay Bay thing really put her, I guess, more on, you know, on the spotlight on her, and then ever since. But she's doing a lot of traveling around and going to these big events and so forth. I think she was just here at this Gateway Eagle Forum, big thing they had here in St. Louis. Was it maybe last weekend? I don't know. I didn't go, but it was at the Marriott at the airport. You know, a bunch of heavyweight, I guess, you know, people in the alternative media were there, Cernovich and a whole bunch of other people. But anyway, this O'Keefe with these deep state expose videos where you've got these people that work for various alphabet agencies and State Department and so forth. Basically, I would say committing, corroborating that they're traitors on film as I can break it down, that they're saying, yeah, I'm part of this resistance, screw the president, they can't fire me, all this very wild stuff, you know, on undercover video. And so, yeah, the Planned Parenthood stuff where people go undercover and these people are basically bragging about selling body parts, and it's along those lines. So, I mean, it gives you it's designed to give you the feeling that, and think about this, 8 years of these Alinskyites, the Obama gang, Valerie Jarrett and all the Brennan, and think about how many people they can embed in the bureaucracies. 8 years. The Spencer Rapone. Remember this guy? It made me think of him. This guy's at West Point with the big hammer and sickle, and communism will win. And I mean, you had a total basic breakdown of standards and vetting and everything else that happened during the Obama administration. And all these people just have this nostalgic, oh my God, it was just so good under Obama. This basically the system was pushed to the cliff, and it's probably over the cliff. I don't know. You hear all this talk about that they're going to collapse the economy next, okay? And it's going to be bad. You you see this stuff on the various financial, sites and so forth. This is what they're going to pull next if they can't do a 25th Amendment, blah, 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 against Trump. This is the narrative. World War III, the whole Syria thing, it keeps dusting up. The Russian plane gets allegedly shot down by the Israelis. This back and forth here, I feel like something, and I've been feeling this since I've been on the air, but it's like, you got a balloon and the air, more and more air gets put into it. And then this thing, it reaches a certain point where it can't hold any more air. And this is the way it feels right now. People are talking about October surprises, which they do a lot. But, today, September 23rd, remember all the rhetoric in the last few years about this date, 9/23? See you guys on the other side of the break. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. From Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcast Network. 1-800-313-9443 if you want to weigh in. Now, Ken, if you'd get clip 10 ready. This is basically kind of the dystopia that I feel that we're very close to. And it's going to get into China. But think about who, you know, a lot of the, you know, Jones and a bunch of these other people in alternative media that are way up the food chain there. They've been really going after the Chi-Coms and so forth. But the thing about it is the Chi-Coms were basically set up by the Jewish banking cartel. All right. Now, you know, you could throw the black nobility kind of Jesuit gang in there too, okay? But primarily, I mean, they've always had some Jewish mobsters and handlers in the background. I mean, you look at the big celebration they just had, and they had a huge picture of Karl Marx in their little Politburo. This thing with China, we got to realize that now, could they go off the plantation of the people that set them up? Sure. But the way it looks is, and this is debatable, that Trump wants to cut down the massive imbalance, the trade imbalance, and basically the global elites, and especially a bunch of the American elites, don't want to tinker with our relationship with China. They want to keep it, you know, relatively, you know, hunky dory. You know, Obama being an Alinskyite, you know, a Marxist believer, his real daddy Frank Marshall Davis being an operative, and this is where the Soviet kind of element comes in, and where Vladimir Putin really is. You know, I was watching a Johnny Gat video, and it was basically documenting all the nice pictures between George W. Bush and Pootie Poot, Vladimir Putin. Remember this relationship that these guys had? And then all of a sudden, there are no real pictures of Trump and Putin, but all of a sudden this old collusion business where, you know, for years wasn't that big of a deal after the, you know, I mean, remember Bush, Clinton and Yeltsin? The whole thing is just—it's hilarious that now you're gonna tie Trump in with this collusion thing with Russia, when we had ChinaGate, we had all this stuff, these Bernie Schwartz and all these people, rocket technology to the Chinese. The whole thing just—it's laughable. But unfortunately, Americans do have the memories of goldfish, and so then they can get suckered into a narrative because the only place they get their information, unfortunately, is from the television or the local radio station or their Facebook feed or what have you. Or the older people, they read the newspapers, you know, the Associated Press, the UPI, and whatever. They feed these stories to all the local newspapers all around the country. But anyway, let's get back to the dystopia thing and realize with Apple and Google and their cozy relationship to the People's Republic of China, China's basically the place where this is being perfected. And I actually, Britain, with their level of Orwellian, Huxleyan tinkering, it's massive as well. But let's listen to clip 10.
Here in America, we have the Washington, D.C. circus and the fake Russian collusion investigation on President Trump, the Supreme Court justice fiasco, and continued obstructionists blocking everything positive that Donald Trump is trying to accomplish because they don't like him. But over in China, we have a dystopian government setting itself up to be the prime example of what a controlling society will be like in the future. Do you know what dystopian means? It means relating to or denoting an imagined place or state in which everything is unpleasant or bad, typically a totalitarian or environmentally degraded one. This not only describes China, but it mirrors their society, where people and their lives are completely controlled and where living has become even more unpleasant and degrading. China's chilling social credit system is straight out of a dystopian sci-fi, and it's already switched on. China has a technological mass surveillance network like the world has never seen before. China's social credit system doesn't just monitor the nation's 1.5 billion citizens. It's also designed to control and coerce them in a gigantic social engineering experiment. It's about assigning an individual a trust score to every citizen and businesses too. According to China's Communist Party, the system will allow the trustworthy to roam freely while making it hard for the discredited to take a single step. They've got some 200 million closed circuit TV cameras to monitor the people 24/7. The ever-watchful eyes will be hooked up to facial recognition systems and cross-checked with financial, medical records, and legal records, with the whole apparatus regulated and interpreted by advanced big data crunching AI networks. The unbelievable dystopia is reminiscent of the TV show Black Mirror, but China's ultimate goal goes even further. This is the new way for the government to manage the economy and society. The goal is algorithmic governance. I call it total control.
All right,
Chinese
stop
citizens are assigned.
You know what fascinates me though is we're right on the heels. We still have the American flag and the Statue of Liberty and all that, but the same machinations are here. It's just like Henry Kissinger said, the new world order will have a different appearances in different parts of the world. You can still see with the algorithmic management and all the little tweaking that's going on here. It's really a parallel. You know, everybody, I was talking about Amaroos, this idea from the 80s from some of the think tanks. We're talking about merging the Soviet Union and America, Amaroos. But I'm looking at Chimerica now, where China has taken over as this new thing to kind of forge together with the United States, because it's, you know, Russia with the GDP of Italy right now. Now they're sitting on trillions in Siberia in precious metals and in oil and other things. So they're actually a rich country, but right now they've got to get to it, you know, to their resources. But the Chinese, it seems like the Democrats are really interested in Chimerica, especially with Jerry Brown and Feinstein, with her driver of 20 years being a Chinese spy. It's like our left coast of Portland, idiot, Seattle, and California, Commifornia. They'd love to come under the Chinese sphere, I think. And this is how nuts our own population has become, and how, you know, silent weapons for quiet wars, how they've damaged the psyche and cognitive abilities and rational thought of large swaths of our population. It's alarming. Let's take Ed in Oregon, it looks like. Come on up, Ed.
Hey, Robert, I want to get just a little bit off track. I want to back up to like a month or two ago when you had went to some shows. I wanted to mention old Al from Ministry. That guy?
Al Jorgensen.
You know, he's got that Antifa song that came out, which basically, if you look at the lyrics, it says nothing. But then he had that interview with Alex Jones. And then he had, 20 years ago, he had that New World Order song. Don't know if the guy's losing it or if these guys are all, they're afraid to talk about it. Because you have Iron Maiden with their 2 minutes to midnight. You got Judas Priest with some heads are going to roll. Yeah. They don't name the names, but, you know, they talk about the subject. It's kind of interesting how these bands are. But I wanted to mention old Al there to back up a little bit about that guy. I don't know where to go with him.
Yeah, I mean, these guys have gotten old, and, you know, it's interesting that they're kind of like anti-New World Order, but they embrace, many of them embrace the left side of the political spectrum, which is more government. Now, Jorgensen, I can't tell where he's at. The last time I seen him on an interview or anything has been probably about a year or a year and a half ago. So, and, you know, you can tell the guy's done a lot of drugs in his time. He's kind of spaced out a little bit. But, you know, the whole thing when the Bushes were like, you know, the New World Order, and then W was in, it was cool to be anti-globalist because, see, it was these evil fascist Republicans are building the New World Order. But see, when Obama got in, then 85% of those same people that hated the whole global G7 and all the rest of it, they shut their mouths because the leftist comes in. And that's what I don't like. The left is much more monolithic, and they're unwilling to clean up the thugs that take on the appearance of the left side of the political spectrum. And that's and you know, right wingers will throw right wingers under the bus, well, rhinos under the bus all day, every day. But the left wingers, unfortunately, don't have the integrity to look at the monolithic nature of this Kavanaugh crap. How many people in the Democratic Party are like, oh, wait a minute, this is crazy. You don't see it. They're like, these people march in lockstep. Go ahead.
Yeah. All right. Hey, I just want to let you know that we listen to you here in Eugene, Oregon, and I tell people about you everywhere I go.
Right on,
especially,
man,
on Sunday night when Sweet. Your show's about ready to come on. I just told the dude at the local store, hey, you got to listen to this guy's show. So we're
right
out
on,
here
man.
Listening to you. So.
Cool.
Okay,
cool. Thank you. Yeah. All right, man. Thanks for listening and spreading the word. I appreciate that. But, yeah, that's always been my, you know, thing that gets stuck in my craw. Like, where are all the union guys, the hardcore, you know, pipe fitters and the carpenters and the electricians, and a lot of those guys, you know, but you, the they still, you know, I got a drink with some of these guys at one of the local bars sometime, and I'm like, you actually voted for Hillary Clinton? You actually voted for not Hillary, yeah, well, in this last election, and you actually voted for Obama? And then all the crap, the anti-white crap that came down the pike for the last 8 years under Obama, the entire racial disruption of the country in perfect Marxian fashion, Leninism, Alinsky. I mean, they put that stuff perfectly. The whole Mike Brown, Eric Garner, Freddie Gray, all these racial psyops. It's just... Yeah. And this guy with all the flowery language when he was coming in office, and immediately the Marxist Leninist playbook comes out, and then bam, Ferguson, all that garbage. So it's just very crazy. But here's what we got to watch out for, and I keep forgetting about this, but a lot of people have brought it up. 30 CIA basically linked operatives attempted to enter the U.S. Congress this year in the midterms, and they're all running as Democrats. All right, and that's up on the World Socialist website. So there is some socialists out here, like the World Socialist website, that do have some integrity to blow the whistle on stuff happening, murky stuff happening on the so-called left. But I've heard about this in numerous various reports across the spectrum, and you're just like, geez. So basically these people all got marching orders to run as Democrats this year. Right when you've got this big resist movement going on, and you know, were these people ordered by Brennan to come out of the agency? And you know, Brennan being a Marxist apparatchik, very questionable background with the whole being in love with communism when he's a kid, and then for some reason he makes it all the way to the top of the CIA, but he wouldn't even have been able to join the Marine Corps as a private back in the day when I joined. They ask you all kinds of crazy questions, whether you ever met a member of the Weathermen or the Students for a Democratic Society or communists, blah 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 blah, and I had to say no. But this guy ends up being the top of the pile of the Central Intelligence Agency. That just shows you some strange things there. So watch out for these CIA operatives, 30 of them, trying to run in here in the midterms. So they're worried about basically an Operation Mockingbird, but not into the media, but into the House of Representatives. It's kind of interesting. All right. So and they're worried about this Intelligence Authorization Act. OK, a biannual U.S. Congress authorization that controls the domestic and foreign activities of the CIA and extends to other U.S. intelligence agencies. But on Friday was suddenly and single handedly kept from being passed by U.S. Congressman Adam Schiff, who gave no reason at all for his doing so. And that's off of the Hill and, various. So this Intelligence Authorization Act got halted here. And then they go into these, you know, these radical leftists coming in for these mobs for the Kavanaugh hearing. So who knows what's going to happen in D.C.? Is this a September weird thing building up to, you know, some October surprise? Are they sucking Trump into basically some sort of a crackdown to make him look like the fascist that they all say he is? Think about this. You flood D.C. with a bunch of paid idiots and then operatives that are going to be kind of directing this destabilization mob. So then Trump has to gain order, and then look at what MSNBC, CNN, and Washington Compost, and all the rest of them are going to spin that. It'll say it's Kristallnacht. Or you get what I'm saying? We've got to watch out for that, because I just don't know what's coming our way, but Anybody got any ideas, you can call in 1-800-313-9443. And I know we're coming up on break. But I'm going to get into the Dalai Lama saying basically that all of these people that have went into Europe need to return to their own countries and help rebuild their own lands. And so he's getting thrown under the bus by a bunch of people for saying that. See you guys on the other side.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top-valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org. And thank you.
Searching every corner of the graveyard. Spend all day and night so much time. I'm bringing flowers to my sweetheart. Looking for a star. You're gone forever. I miss you, though. I'm going without
you. All right. We are back at City Area Radio on RBN. Remember to try to support the network if any way possible. We've got Jeff in Idaho, I believe, on line nine. Jeff, is that you?
Hey, Robert. Hey, you've been doing yeoman's work. You know, if you have to leave, don't worry. Other people can fill your slots, like people in the chat room. Okay? So we're almost finished with all this stuff, but let me read an article from Anna tonight that basically goes into the real reasons why Israel's trying to start World War III with the issues going on with shattering that IL-20, you know, in the Middle East for that hour and a half worth of shooting that was going on. Okay, it says, I'll read slow. The actual debtor is the Queen of the United Kingdom, who has allowed the territorial United States to enter bankruptcy, become incompetent, and who has therefore lost claim of the delegated authority and has turned over the affairs of the British territorial United States to the bankruptcy trustees appointed to the guilty banks. Remember how Canada basically a year ago gave that $950 trillion from the governor of Ottawa to Prince Philip, and then June 10th the potential missile shooting occurred, you know, because they knew it was going to go from the G7 to Korea, right? And then the other issues that from September 6th is that some of the native Indians around the world, the natives, have gotten their property returned because this has been exposed as a, you know, basically a 150-year fraud since D'Israel was the Prime Minister of England, you know, to fund the Raj of India.
Disraeli, Benjamin Disraeli, right. Yeah.
Right, right. So the whole scandal back then was to basically, how do you essentially get a hold of the Silk Road in the 1850s? They tried to do it with India, and it basically never worked out. And so so this is why the, you know, that Neon Revolt guy, when he writes his articles about, you know, May 1st, 1876, with the Little Rock Albert Pike, you know, really Illuminati in America, that is being exposed right now with all the things that, you know, Michael T. Flynn looks like he was the head of Southern Bell before the Baby Bells got broke up. For 30 years, if you look at his professional career, he looks like he was a technical director, and so most of the recordings that he's working on look like they come from that stuff. But let me finish on this. It says, these are the vermin that President Trump has been struggling with, but we are the actual priority creditors of the territorial United States, not the banks, which are only standing in as assumed middleman capacity. We are blatantly and internationally informing all principals of the facts that the banks are not agents or representatives, and neither are their members of the territorial United States Congresses. Furthermore, all members of the bar are prohibited from assuming any such positions of trustees or agencies related to our country. We represent ourselves in the flesh and are fully competent otherwise to exercise the international powers of the State of the Union. We are now only, there are only now two solutions to the problem. One, the Queen has prevailed upon to pay the debts of the territorial United States government, which her employees and the dependents have ran up. This is the New World Order, basically, with the UN and all the other things to get world power in one government system. You know, the Masonic version of an economic system in Tragedy and Hope from pages 320 to 340. Okay. Knowing that she has permanently lost any control to delegated authority related to us, and the second is we, the actual states and people to whom the debt is owed, can, A, forgive the debts of the territorial United States after negotiation with President Trump regarding the resumption of a private trade relationship, or B...
Hey, Jeff, Jeff, hold it right there. Hold it right there. Yeah. There's the music. Top of the hour.
When I hit that old dusty trail, I hit it hard like two nails. I stand in.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%, no joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.